Spain held an election last weekend, and the winner is political fragmentation, according to a lot of analysts. DW's Spain correspondent Guy Hedgeco is with me. Hello, Guy.
Hi there, Keith.
Now, the socialists were the big winners, but they fell short of a majority. What happens next?
Well, as you say, they were the clear winners, and they don't have the majority they need to govern on their own. So they're going to have to look around for partners to help them govern. Now, that could either mean forming a coalition, or it could mean a sort of less formal governing partnership. And I think what the socialists would like is probably something more along the lines of a governing partnership. So they're going to start talking to other parties. Their most obvious ally is to their left, the Podemos party. It looks like they would be willing to help the socialists govern, but they're also going to need the support of other smaller parties, probably small regional parties, possibly including Catalan and Basque nationalists. So that process is going to begin now, but it could take quite some time before we see the formation of a government, if indeed a government can be formed.
If. A little bit of uncertainty there. Could this not happen?
Well, yes, that is possible. It is possible that there is no new government. You know, if you go back to 2015, Spain had a general election and it was inconclusive. It was quite fragmented, again, like this one. On that occasion, the Conservative Popular Party won, but without a majority. And there was a sort of political deadlock that went on for months as parties talked and talked and talked and tried to break it. And in the end, they couldn't break the deadlock and they had to repeat the election several months later. Now, no one wants that to happen again here, but there is a precedent there because, as you say, Spain is so fragmented at the moment. So I wouldn't rule that out, but I think Pedro Sanchez is confident that he has a sort of sound foundation from which to form a government.
Of course, Pedro Sanchez is the leader of the socialists. Let's talk about some of the other big winners. The far-right Vox party did pretty well with 24 seats, perhaps not as big a victory as they had hoped for.
No, I mean, there were some forecasts ahead of the election suggesting that they might get up to 40 or 50 seats. Because there was this idea that there might be a big hidden vote for Vox because they're a far-right party and there was a feeling that perhaps there might be a kind of stigma in many people's minds about voting for the far right, so they wouldn't tell pollsters about that ahead of the election. But in the end, they got those 24 seats, which, you know, is a fairly modest haul in a 350-seat parliament. So their impact on that parliament in terms of legislation is clearly going to be very limited. But this is the first time a far right party has ever had any kind of presence in the national parliament in Spain since the transition from the dictatorship 4 decades ago. So that in itself is significant. And also, I think the fact that they have a presence in parliament, they will see that as an opportunity to spread their message further. Their socially very conservative message, their message about taking a tough line on the territorial issue of Catalonia, for example. And they will use that in the parliament to try and increase their popularity.
Mm-hmm. And they, of course, they didn't score well in Catalonia, perhaps unsurprisingly, because they're favouring Spanish unionism.
Yes, the three parties on the right are all stridently unionist, but Vox, as you say, is particularly so. And I think what differentiates Vox perhaps from some of its other European counterparts on the far right is that its support really seems to be driven above all by this issue of Catalonia. It takes such a tough line against the Catalan independence movement. It wants to reintroduce indefinitely direct rule in Catalonia. It wants to dissolve the Catalan regional police force, you know, taking really harsh measures against Catalan self-rule. And that seems to have struck a chord among those Spaniards who voted for the party. You know, there is a minority in Spain that wants to see such a tough line.
Guy Hedgeco in Spain, thanks very much for being on Inside Europe.
Thanks a lot, Keith. It's a pleasure.